You're listening to SBS News.
A few years ago, the prospect of being stuck inside for 2 weeks would have terrified Rachel Natoli. Her ex-husband intimidated and physically abused her. During that time, she lived for the hours she could get outside.
At least I knew that, you know, in afternoons I could go out and have a walk, you know, take the children out for a walk in their pram, and it gave me some headspace.
Now she runs a foundation helping women leave abusive relationships and says the time when a partner is at work is the most valuable.
Either those women are getting the chance to emotionally recover to be able to deal with what might be coming home that night. It could be a time when they're starting to do some safety planning and looking at how they can start to get out. So if we take that away from them, it puts them in a very, very vulnerable position.
Domestic Violence New South Wales is concerned about the quarantine regulations. Chief Executive Joanne Yates says women in abusive relationships already feel alone.
Enforcing their further isolation from seeking support from friends or family or indeed from police or others, we think that's an unintended consequence of the policy regime, something we would call on government to reconsider at this point in time.
Domestic violence groups say in stressful or economically difficult situations like natural disasters, there's always a spike in abuse rates. The New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research is starting to see evidence of a rise in abuse during last year's bushfire crisis. Its latest report shows a 5% jump in partner violence. With another potential disaster looming, Ms. Yates is calling for more infrastructure, such as women's shelters.
We know that these incidents are going to increase with climate change, with a range of other disaster scenarios. If the sector isn't adequately prepared for and that infrastructure isn't built and sustained, then we can't guarantee women's safety on a longer term period.
The Minister for Women, Maurice Payne, says it's crucial that anyone experiencing family violence continues to reach out to support services, including phone hotlines such as 1800 RESPECT and 000. Lucy Murray, SBS News.